At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ravens will be back on the practice field Thursday, getting ready for Monday night against the Detroit Lions. And let's talk some Ravens, maybe a little Orioles as well, from Morgan Atsit. With Morgan Atsit, she joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. She's from Fox 45 Sports. And Morgan, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I'm going to ask you a question that we've asked every guest since yesterday. How much of what you saw yesterday was the Ravens' defense being better, and how much was it Joe Flacco that might just be washed?
Or just the Browns being the Browns.
Yeah, that's true too.
Thanks for having me, guys. I am going to give the Ravens the benefit of the doubt and give them the credit. The Browns are not good offensively. We know this. Joe Flacco selfishly wanted to see a little more out of him with his homecoming back. That would have been nice to see. But the Ravens defense lined up against who they were lined up against and played night and day better from the Bills' epic collapse in the fourth quarter. So I will give more so 75% Ravens defense, 25% Browns being Browns, slash the offense is not good there. You have to give them credit. They played the team they were supposed to play. Mm-hmm. They didn't lose the game. They created turnovers, one of those into a touchdown. You got to play who you play, and you got to play well, and they did it in week two. It's too hard to play and win in this league as it is, and the Browns, always give them fits. It's an AFC North team. I know it's a new season, but they know each other very well, and that is usually a tough sled at least once in the season, and they answered the call in the first round.
Morgan, we knew that rookies Malachi Starks, Mike Green were going to play roles on this defense, but Teddy Buchanan starting for them in week two, and he played more snaps than Trenton Simpson in week one. Are you surprised that Buchanan already has a pretty decent role in this defense?
Not surprised as far as for that position. It can be where, I don't want to say watered down, but it can. You can bury it a little bit more on the Ravens defense. And going back to last season and benching Trenton Simpson, the only thing that surprises me is like why this wasn't week one and immediately. You probably know what you know about Trenton Simpson, and then you start the rotational in Buffalo, and there still was a rotational against the Browns. But, I mean, that was Teddy Buchanan's start, and for the first four series, it was only him. But we heard after the Bills game, we will not be repeat offenders. And then Marlon Humphrey went as far to say, Zach Orr said, defensive coordinator, you will not play if you are not playing well on defense. So I don't know if that's related, but coming out of that game, that's something you noticed. And good for Buchanan. He's answering the call. He seems intelligent. I mean, he's a tackle machine when he was in college. So maybe they just want that. They want a guy that's going to take good angles and get after the ball and make the tackle. And clearly that's the way it's going. But John Harbaugh was asked about yesterday. I still don't think it's 100% his. And that's probably a little bit of the rookie factor, but time will tell as the season goes. But they didn't like they did in week one, and week two is a little bit different for him. So I'm interested to see how the rest of September goes.
Roquan Smith looked like he was a man possessed. Yeah. And it seemed like he wanted to set sort of an emotional and physical tone for that defense to follow so they could try to shed their skin from what they did in Buffalo. Just your thoughts on that and how replicable that might be, because it just feels like that version of Roquan's been kind of few and far between since Mike McDonald left town.
I would agree with that statement. I think the start of last season, there was clearly, you know, something going on, you know, whether it was, you know, little tweak injury here and there, but that was not, and it could have just been Mike McDonald's not there and they're learning under Zach Gordon. It's different for Roquan Smith. But when you are in the top tier of highly paid players, not only on your team, but in the league, and the leader of this defense that needs to run through you and Kyle Hamilton, and Kyle Hamilton did his part against the Bills, I think Roquan Smith probably knew he had to step up, and he did. And with man on fire, I mean, that was definitely his best game, hands down, in Ravens uniform, even if you take out the scoop and score 63-yard touchdown.
Yes.
I mean, he was all over the field, like tackle for a loss machine out of the gate, which is what you need to see and what you need to do against that offense. We know Joe Flacco is not Josh Allen. He's not going to move. He will throw it to death, and the Ravens secondary concerns after week one don't let him do that, and the Ravens defense answered that. The thing about Roquan leading up to is, now, I'm not there on Fridays for practice, but Wednesday and Thursday when I was there, and I do have to split my time between podium and inside the locker room, it's only one crew, it's me and the photographer. He did not speak on Wednesday or Thursday, no. But Wednesday when he was in there, I don't know if anyone else from you guys saw, he was sitting where the players kind of sit in the middle where their video games and everything are, and he looked like he wanted to kill someone. And I guess he just was locked in all week, and he's usually not like that. He has an intimidation factor. When he gets on the field, he's the guy that switches flips. He's a maniac in a good way, but he's not like that when he talks and everything. So he was kind of locked in my opinion, just visually seeing him all week long. And then, like I said, we didn't talk to him Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know if he spoke Friday or not. I wasn't there.
My understanding is that he did not speak. We're talking with Morgan Adsett. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Morgan, Derrick Henry, we talked about this early in the show. It's always tough running against Cleveland, but we thought we'd see more than 23 yards, and he did fumble again. Are you concerned, or is this just a matchup thing and a one-off with Derrick Henry?
I will write it off as a one-off. I mean, the ball security is a little interesting. He's almost over his season totals from last year as far as one loss. And I think he fumbled it twice but didn't lose it two other times. So three fumbles last season. So we're at two now, one lost. And that was a big one loss and a big-time moment. And going back to the Bills, it's your key players, your studs, your guys. In order for the Ravens to get over that hump, and the AFC is so tough and so stacked, and the Bills will also like to say they want to be that team, and Cincinnati pre-Joe Burrow injury history would want to be that team to be the ones to get over the Chiefs. Those players have to step up and perform in those moments. Now, for this particular season, I'm going to chalk it up as it's the Browns. They do not have Pat Ricard, so Ryan between the guards and the center, the A-gap, that's a little tough. We need to bounce off to the left, and that's what Derrick Henry has done well. But I think some of it is right side of offensive line. And I think also some of it, too, is Cleveland was all in on stopping Derrick Henry. All in. And that's a good game plan, right? I mean, look what he did to the Bills and what the Ravens did. You have to give credit to the Ravens' offense. Completely flipped the switch and used the passing game to get four passing touchdowns to take care of this game. He had 45 yards rushing, 23 from Derrick Henry. So I think credit has to go this offense of, like, you can't just take one thing away, maybe not even two, because we didn't even see Lamar Jackson really running it. That could have been another way that they broke this game open. So
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's just be patient on the Derrick Henry thing. There's no injury, so that's the most important thing. And let's just chalk it up the beginning of the season, and things happen, and we'll find out about the ball security soon enough.
It's definitely a pick-your-poison offense again this year, Morgan, and they scored 40 points in back-to-back weeks, but Mark Andrews, just two catches. Charlie Kohler, he doesn't even have a target yet. Maybe Isaiah likely comes back for Monday night's game, but are you expecting more out of the tight ends starting Monday night?
I think when Isaiah Likely is back, which could be Monday night, practice last week, we'll see how this week goes. Even if he is back, you know, guys that were healthy leading up that didn't have preseason still are like kind of sluggish and slow. So I wouldn't expect to see too much out of him until we get two games under his belt. Maybe Kansas City we see more. But I think when he is back, you see the offense get more two tight end set with a passing attack with him and Mark Andrews. And I think that opens up a little bit more. So that's another thing of, I think they've completely had to modify and change their offensive schemes out of the gate, knowing that they don't have him and how much he was featured last season and how much even more they want to feature him this season. So I'm still pump the brakes on that and be patient, because when the receivers are doing so well, like Sunday, and when the run game is doing so well, like the Bills, why even rock the boat? You know, go with what's working in the hot hand in the moment. And I think that we're going to constantly see that change throughout the season, like we did last year. There were guys that had hot games, and then we didn't hear from them for a couple weeks. So I think that is just that pick the poison that you referenced.
I don't know if you've heard, Morgan, but Michael Eyes isn't just the Orioles GM anymore.
Allegedly.
They've only confirmed it, yeah, you know, on background for people, but they've winked back. He got a promotion. He's got more power. You don't get promotions, and they're winking back that it's a promotion. The people who broke the story are calling it a promotion. A promotion infers more money. It infers more power. They're now looking for a GM. You're starting to hear some people whisper about what a great job the interim skipper's doing. Oh, boy. Just your thoughts on all of this, how we found out about it, and the fact that the team hasn't still addressed it.
I just worry about your mental and physical health in this, Jason. I just want to throw that out there with the Orioles. But
I will just continue my jihad. It looks like the jihad's going to be back on with a vengeance.
Morgan, the best thing is he says there's no emotion.
Yeah,
I'm talking emotional about this. Oh, yeah, not
no,
emotional
no,
at all.
Clear head. Yeah. Totally objective. Yes. It's just kind of like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. All right. So, okay, whatever. If that's how you want to run your organization, a new ownership group, you like Michael Elias, he's your guy, you want to get him out of the GM role, get a traditional GM that is just going to draft and develop and not tell the skipper what to do game day, then great. Move that way if that's what you want to do. But to not have...
But are we sure that's what it is? Because they haven't even told us that's what it is.
I have no idea. That was going to be my... But you have to announce it, or what is
it?
And if that is what it is, then what was going on this summer with the draft? Like, we never heard from him. I know they just do Zoom. And again, I want to be very frank here. I'm not an Orioles beat reporter. That is by far not my only job. Ravens season, I am there more with my time. So I get it. I'm not there every day. But I am privy to this information, and to be on these lists and to be at these press releases, even with the draft picks. That was less than 24 hours where their top four picks were in-house, and there was no, like, here's your jersey moment, here's Mike Elias handing it to you, here's David Rubenstein. There was none of that, and that's always there for the first rounder. So I just feel like, I mean, obviously we don't know, we're not hearing it. There's more, and there is more that needs to happen, because you don't even have, well, maybe you don't have a GM, and maybe you don't have a manager. You don't. It's interim right now, and there's a lot of moving parts, but to not, if it is a promotion, he is staying around. I'm with you. Like, where's the presser, or where's just availability? Where are you? That's a little, to me, if it's so great and it's such a positive thing for them and that's what they want, then why aren't
Sell
we
it.
Hearing about it?
Right. Sell it.
Yeah. Why is it one story in The Athletic. Was it Athletic, I believe?
Yeah.
I think Brit, yeah.
Yeah. Morgan, always great. Thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Hey, Jason.
It's
football season.
Trust
You'll
me.
Be okay.
I'm aware. It's also Champions League season, and I hope you were watching Wanna Bet, Morgan. We got a little... Yeah. Got diaper money or whatever you need, a little money on PSV and USG, both teams to score, over 2.5 goals. Beltway Ben knows, he learned. Yeah.
Thanks, Morgan.
Thank you.
Hey, we'll come back, get to the Orioles. Kyle Bradish back on the hill last night. What did he do? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.